be seated.
Monday. Ugh. Well, I don't know where it's going with that, but...
I don't know either.
I don't know either. You know what? Lately, Kate, I'm not a counter, but I found myself counting days towards Thanksgiving break. Anybody do that? Anybody do that? Okay.
Days. How many days?
How many? I'll ask them. How many days till Thanksgiving break?
Too many.
Yeah. Anybody? 15, 16. Yep. Depending if you are going to stay all the way till Wednesday or skip. Go home early. Okay, so about 16 days till Thanksgiving. I didn't say that. I just know.
Yeah.
Okay, 16 days till Thanksgiving break. Anybody know Christmas break? Yeah. Okay, it all depends. Last exams, somewhere around 39 days. Not that far away.
That's counting weekends. That's counting weekends.
But I find myself counting days. Okay,
There's a buzz.
Ooh, all right. So, holidays coming up.
Hey, in the countdown, let's get real. Who doesn't need a break, right? Ooh. Or maybe you don't. I think that response showed that you need a break.
They need a break bad.
Yeah. I need a break. We all need a break. The thing about the holidays and the breaks, though, are with breaks come family.
Family.
Did I tell you I talked to my mother today? They've decided they're coming for Christmas, too. You know, it's not too late to change our plans.
No, that's great. That's great.
I think you're forgetting how difficult it's going to be having everybody in the house at the same time.
Honey, they're family. They're not strangers off the street.
All they do is argue.
Christmas is about resolving differences and seeing through the petty problems of family life.
Yeah, and it's about my mother accusing your mother of buying cheap hot dogs and... your mother accusing my mother of waxing her upper lip, and then they don't speak.
Your mother waxes her upper lip?
She has for years.
Doesn't show.
I don't know, Sparky. I just have this feeling.
Ellen, I want to have Christmas here in our house. It means a lot to me. All my life, I've wanted to have a big family Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It's just that I know how you build things up in your mind, Sparky. You set standards that no family event can ever live up to.
When have I ever done that?
Folks, Merry Christmas.
Hey, there he is. Look at how big you got him, baby.
Merry Christmas. Oh, Mom.
Knock on the door.
You promise.
You know, they took a pint of fluid out of my lower back.
You see this mole? This mole on my neck? You think it's changing color?
No. Well, you keep touching it, it's getting redder.
I got hemorrhoids. Can you believe that?
Oh, Mother.
Isn't that terrible?
You're not getting the garage space.
I'm doing the parking. Russ, you want to help me?
Mommy, they're not sleeping in my room. I want to go crazy.
So there, sweetheart.
Your grandma always got a real painful burr on my heel. And if you rub it for me, I'll give you a whole quarter.
Okay? A quarter.
And I'll give Audrey a quarter, too, Audrey.
I'm going to park my car in the garage.
This is what Christmas is all about.
Stir up some little memories in your mind. Yes, families. They can be complicated, can't they, Kate?
They can, and I mean, they are. There's no can about that. And I think with the holiday seasons approaching, I don't know if you noticed, but for me, I've been having a lot more conversations with students who are having some anxiety about going home and wondering what Thanksgiving and Christmas is going to be like. And not just students. I just had a conversation with a faculty member last week about her anxieties surrounding the holidays this year.
And does that surprise you, though?
It does not surprise me. It doesn't surprise me because holidays serve as kind of, you know, a marking point. It's something that happens every year. Thanksgiving comes and Christmas comes. And so When things are different, it points out how things have changed in our family through the loss of someone dying, through a divorce, perhaps through the addition of a new in-law, someone being sick, reminder that this year your parents don't have jobs. I mean, there's lots of things that kick up that aren't the same as they were last year.
You know, that's true. I can remember the first Thanksgiving and the first Christmas after my dad died, and just the difference that was physically felt in our family, that those two holidays, that there was such a clear void of him not being present. And it just reminded me that, you know, those first holidays, that things would never be the same without my dad being there.
Definitely. I can relate in that my parents got divorced just 2 years ago. So holidays for us are still this game of trying to figure out who's celebrating with who, when, and it's complicated and it's draining. And I remember the first Christmas after it happened, I love, this is a true story, the Amy Grant Christmas CD. Love it. She sings, you know, she isn't the only one that sings this, but there's the song, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. And I remember that song came on, and I was like, liar. Lie. You lie. This is not the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny, because every time that song pops up, and it pops up a lot, you know, yeah. I'll be in the store, and I'm like, you know, honestly, I in a lot of respects, look forward to holidays being over and not having to deal with it.
Before they even start.
Before they even start.
Yeah, that's so true. And the holidays don't just remind us of the changes that occur in our families, but they remind us of the changes that are occurring in us as well, especially as students.
Definitely as students. And sometimes it's hard when you're in a similar situation with a lot of people to notice how much you are changing. But it's in going home, I think, that you realize how much you've changed, especially for those of you who, a year ago, you were in high school, and now you have almost a whole semester of college under your belt. And you're going to go home, and if you haven't been home yet, you're going to see that it's different. Hmm. It's different being home. And even those of you who've been in college still sense that things shift every time you go home.
That is so true. I remember, you know, the 16th year of doing campus ministries, but always talking to students, and they would always say, you know, especially that freshman year, the first time going home, how hard that was. And because things not only change with you, but they change with your parents as well, too. Giving you a parent perspective, I have three children here at Hope, students, that the house changes when you leave. There's new rhythms that get established, and when you come home, you interrupt those. Do you hear me? You do. I love
speaking
my kids.
Speaking generally now.
Yeah, generally.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll talk specifically. I love my three kids. I like when they're home. I like when they leave. I do. It's because they impact my world. Personally, okay, I'm getting vulnerable here. They impact, they're in my space. They eat my food. And my wallet gets drained. Money keeps leaving. So you impact parents. Okay. Therapy session. Oh, come on. Thanks. Okay, I'm done.
Bottom line, you've changed. Your family has changed.
Yes.
Definitely. And I think we can all agree that holidays are kind of tipping points for this. And not just because maybe you have funky family dynamics, but also because, as we saw in the video today, people have high expectations around holidays. Mm-hmm. People have expectations that this year is going to be the best holiday yet. Or maybe this year is going to be different than it was last year. But the thing about it is things always seem to go a little bit off. And it can be really crushing when that happens and we have expectations. And so with all of these things in mind, with the holidays coming and just the significance of families in our lives, we designed this week, we're calling it Family Week.
Or FAM, for sure.
Or FAM, if you're hip. So we're calling it Family Week, and we've designed chapels where we're going to look this week at family. And on Saturday, we're going to have a workshop. And actually, on Friday in chapel, Teresa Latini is going to come in and speak to us Friday in chapel and then lead a workshop Saturday morning. Dr. Latini was my counseling professor when I was a student at Western Seminary. She's now a professor at another seminary. And she is an expert in her field, and I cannot recommend enough you coming to the workshop Saturday morning, because what we're going to do is take a closer look at our families as a system and as a whole and how they function or not function. And I guarantee you will learn so much about yourself and your family, and it's so important to do that work to see how you've changed. And the text that we're going to be looking at this week is the Genesis narrative, chapters 12, all the way through chapter 50. Which is a lot. We're not going to cover everything. But this is the story of Abraham and Sarah and their family over four generations. So you see patterns and you see things coming up a lot. And it's a story that involves a lot of crazy dynamics. And we're pretty sure that in reading that and seeing that, you'll be able to see that somehow your family can relate to the things that happen in this family.
You got it. So in preparation for this coming week, we want to encourage you to do two things. First of all, I know you got a ton, we know you got a ton of reading and papers, but if you get a chance, read through that narrative, Genesis 12 through 50. That would be good prep for this coming week. And then the second thing, begin to be open in prayer and in devotional and quiet time, asking the Lord to just open up your heart and your mind to the areas in your life that he wants to begin to work on. Now, notice I said your life, not your mother's life, not your dad's life, not your brother's life. The Lord will do that as well. But what are the areas that God wants to work in your life?
Definitely. And ultimately, what we hope in this week is that you are given new insight into yourself and into your family, that you're given new perspective, and that there'll be some growth. And ultimately, though, that you'll see that there's hope and that things do change, and they don't always have to be the way they were. And so that is our hope for this week as we enter into Fam Week with you.
I like that, Fam Week.
Let's pray. God, you are the giver of all good gifts, and you have given us family. And we ask that you will continue to show us how to best love our family. God, I pray that this week that you will reveal more to us about yourself and more to us about ourselves. And we just thank you for this good day, and we ask that you help us to live into it fully. And we pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Go in peace.
Go in peace.